In 2002, on the anniversary of 9/11, Reverend Dr. Alan Benzletz of the United Church of Christ had invited Imam Rauf, the Muslim cleric who wants to build a mosque at 51 Park Place, along with a rabbi and a Christian minister to speak about religious tolerance.
Imam Rauf is intelligent, compassionate, wise, and prudent. And this is the man that right-wing bigots are attacking. The bigots lump all Muslims together in one stereotype. We must remember that Muslims are as diverse as any other group, and true Islam promotes peace and understanding. And that's why it's important to stand for this mosque.
Several speakers noted that the Tea Party and its promoters in corporate medias are using the mosque issue to gain points in the coming election season. For Steve Millies, a railroad union worker, the anti-religious scare tactics are nothing new in American politics.
In 1741, John Urey was hanged right near this spot. It was a death penalty offense in New York to be a Catholic priest. Today it is Muslims who are under attack.
Joe Lombardo, secretary of the United National Anti-War Committee, said that the destruction of Iraq and Afghanistan were enabled by a phony rhetoric called the War on Terror. He urged the American public not to bite the bait.
Since 2001, hundreds have been arrested all throughout the country on trumped-up charges. But recently, we have found an escalation from attacks against so-called Muslim terrorists to attacks on Islam as a whole. And we know from history what happens when a whole religion is scapegoated. We saw that in Germany.
Chuck Hita Mohan, president of the Guyanese American Workers United, read the names of 24 Christian, Muslim, Hindu, and other Guyanese who died when the towers collapsed. Representing the Palestina USA lifeline to Gaza, Bill Doars wished Muslims an Eid Mubarak and a happy Rosh Hashanah to Jews. Speaking of the Tea Party rally two blocks away,
they don't want anyone to feel unity and empathy with people in Palestine or Pakistan or Somalia or Sudan, countries that hold the oil wealth. What the planners in the Pentagon call the grand chessboard. But if the world is a chessboard, who are the pawns? The pawns are those people who listen to oil company flunkies like Pam Geller and Robert Spencer and Glenn Beck rant against Islam while the banks steal our homes and the corporations steal our jobs.
Thousands then marched to 40 Square, stopping for a minute at the steps of the federal courthouse in a symbolic stand for justice. In recent days, around the world, tens of thousands of Muslims have protested against the United States for allowing their holy book to be burned. Imam Shamshad Ahmad from the Masjid As-Salam in Albany explains their reaction.
This is being done purposely in America, which is the advanced society. So what you expect from uneducated people, isolated people in the mountains of Afghanistan, where sentiments about the religion is very, very high and very deep. And once they find that America is doing this purposely, then they will try to take revenge, whatever possible. And they don't cooperate with Americans in Afghanistan, burn the American flag, kill any American you find, or support Al-Qaeda. So it's giving them a fuel, really.
For the WBAI Sunday News in New York, this is Fred Nguyen.